Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Overview of Data Types. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Data Science Concepts in the Data Science Fundamentals for Finance Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the differences between structured and unstructured data, provide examples of various data types relevant to finance, and discuss the implications of these data types on analysis. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and categorize data types pertinent to finance and understand their impact on data analysis processes. Main content structured versus unstructured data. Data can be broadly categorized into two types, structured and unstructured. Understanding the distinction is crucial for finance professionals, as it affects how data is collected, stored, and analyzed. Structured data refers to information that is highly organized and easily searchable. It is often stored in relational databases and spreadsheets, where it follows a predefined format, such as tables with rows and columns. Examples include financial transaction records, customer databases, and stock prices, where each entry adheres to a specific format. This organization enables efficient querying and analysis, making structured data ideal for quantitative analysis, reporting, and predictive modeling. Unstructured data, on the other hand, lacks a predefined format, making it more challenging to collect and analyze. This type of data includes text documents, emails, social media posts, and videos. In the finance sector, unstructured data can provide valuable insights, such as customer sentiment from social media or qualitative feedback from surveys. However, processing unstructured data often requires advanced techniques, such as natural language processing or machine learning, to derive meaningful information. The main takeaway here is that while structured data is easier to analyze and interpret, unstructured data can offer deeper insights when properly processed. Examples of data types in finance. In the financial industry, various data types are utilized, each serving a distinct purpose. Here are a few key examples. Transactional data. This includes data generated from transactions, such as sales, purchases, or trades. For example, every time a stock is bought or sold, a record is created, capturing details such as the transaction date, amount, stock symbol, and price. This data is typically structured and can be analyzed to track performance over time. Market data. This encompasses information about market movements, including stock prices, interest rates, and currency exchange rates. Market data is often structured, allowing analysts to create charts and graphs to visualize trends and make informed decisions. Customer data. This type of data includes customer profiles, transaction histories, and demographic information. While some of this data can be structured, e.g., age, income, other components, such as customer feedback or reviews, may be unstructured. Understanding both aspects can help finance professionals tailor services to meet customer needs effectively. Alternative data. This refers to non-traditional data sources that can provide insights beyond conventional financial metrics. Examples include social media sentiment, satellite imagery for retail store traffic, or web scraping for pricing information. Analyzing alternative data often involves processing unstructured formats, requiring specialized tools and techniques. These examples illustrate the diversity of data types in finance, highlighting the need for professionals to be adept at handling both structured and unstructured data. Implications of data types on analysis. The type of data used in analysis significantly influences the outcomes and insights generated. Here are a few implications to consider. Analytical techniques. Structured data typically requires statistical analysis, such as regression or time series analysis, which can provide straightforward insights. In contrast, unstructured data requires more complex techniques like text mining or machine learning to extract valuable information, which can be time-consuming and resource-intensive. Decision-making. The type of data available can affect decision-making processes. For example, relying primarily on structured data may lead to quantifiable insights, but ignoring unstructured data could result in missed opportunities, such as changing consumer sentiments or emerging market trends. Data integration. Combining structured and unstructured data can create a more comprehensive view of financial situations. However, integrating these data types presents challenges, such as data compatibility and the need for advanced analysis tools. Successful integration can lead to enhanced predictive capabilities and deeper insights. Cost and resource allocation. Analyzing unstructured data often requires specialized tools and skills, which can increase costs. Finance professionals need to weigh the potential benefits of analyzing unstructured data against the resources available. By understanding these implications, finance professionals can make more informed decisions about data utilization, ensuring they leverage the full range of available information for analysis. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the differences between structured and unstructured data, examined various data types relevant to finance, and discussed the implications these data types have on analysis. Recognizing that structured data is easier to work with, while unstructured data can provide rich insights, is crucial for effective data-driven decision-making. As you progress in your learning, consider how you can apply these concepts to enhance your analytical capabilities in the finance sector. Reflection questions: how do you currently categorize and analyze structured and unstructured data in your role or organization? What challenges do you face when dealing with unstructured data, and how might you address them? In what ways can integrating structured and unstructured data improve decision-making in your financial analyses?